If you have not registered to vote, you have until Monday to do that. So you'll be wise to get on board the bond website that the school district has out there. Great resource. It'll be a lot of FAQs on that, some videos, fact sheets, a lot of information so you can inform yourselves as this bond election gets closer, a month away. So it's never too early to start thinking about that as the future of the Little ISD continues to shape. Focus, happy to have with us Superintendent Dr. Susan Bohm, Athletic Director Steve Wood with us here. Great to see you both, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right, Dr. Bohm, let's start with you on the Bohm proposal, which addresses the middle school capacity, elementary school capacity there. Kind of just take us through those elements and what that's going to mean. And what voters need to know about that.
Sure. So our Bearcat Growth Committee is the committee of 38 community members who came together, led by a couple of community leaders who facilitated that process. And over 7 months, they came together and looked at all of the data related to demographics, finances, and, of course, our facilities. And they identified for us priority needs as far as elementary school capacity and middle school capacity. So you'll see in this bond package, it is focused on learning space for kids, and particularly at the middle school and elementary school levels.
Let's talk about, too, because the bond also includes full renovation to the existing Alito Middle School, and then, of course, a potential of a second middle school. So that kind of speaks to the growth in this district and what you all are experiencing. These are things that we talked about several weeks ago when you were with us. And so it kind of speaks to that. Just kind of take us through that part a little
bit. Sure. So we are a fast-growth school district, very rapidly growing. We are expected to actually double in size in the next 10 years. And our demographers, our outside demographers who project student growth for us, are projecting that this is not a little growth bubble right now, but it's something that that should extend into decades. So lots of growth happening in Alito.
Yeah, this would be the first time that Alito would have two middle schools should it pass. And if it does pass, can you even project when they think it would even be ready to open? I mean, because you have to think about those things if it passes.
Sure. Right. If it passes, the new middle school and the renovated Alito Middle School would open in 2022, in August of 2022.
Okay. And then so that brings us to Steve Wood, the athletic director here with two middle schools. That means more kids, more participation. That's always a great thing here. More athletic opportunities. What have you thought about that, Steve, as far as like when you are starting to plan for that because of this growth? What kind of opportunities are we talking about here?
Well, it's just, I mean, we have double the opportunity for kids to participate. You know, we play three teams right now at the middle school, and we'll have three teams at both middle schools. So, to me, it's just a win-win situation for us athletically.
Let's talk a little bit about, too, as far as I because and it's also important, too, because you all have made the decision to keep the middle school nicknames also Bearcats. It's kind of like what South Lake Carroll has, where all of their they're all sub varsity teams as well as their middle schools are all named Dragons, and they're all going to be called Bearcats here. I would think that has a measure of importance to it as well.
Well, it is to me. I know I don't want to have to come tell some young child they're not going to be a Bearcat, you know, because I know it's important and everybody pulling in the same direction. And, you know, it's just a wonderful place, and we want to keep it that way.
Let's talk, I mean, too, in terms of the budget, too. I mean, if it happens, have you even started to think about that? Okay, if this passes, what do we have to look at as far as budgeting? Is it an early process, or are you kind of neck deep in it? Or what can you tell us where you're at with that?
Well, our committee has been neck deep in it. Dr. Bohm and her guys have been neck deep in it. You know, they've definitely given it, but gone through it with a fine-tooth comb. So I think we're as prepared as you could possibly be in the situation.
And Dr. Bohm, we should also point out, too, that there is no tax rate increase in this upcoming bond election here. I think that's probably one of the greatest messages to all of the voters that would be participating in this is, you know, because the first thing is going to say, am I going to get a tax increase out of this? And the answer is no. And how did you all come to that conclusion, if you can speak to that?
Right, sure. So because we're experiencing so much growth, particularly in our tax base, in Alito ISD, we are able to keep our tax rate steady and not have to increase it. So use the value growth to the benefit of paying for this bond program, so that it requires absolutely no tax rate increase now or in the future to pay for these schools.
What is this going to mean as far as, like, you know, because of the fact that, I remember when we talked about this a month ago, where you all had to really start to think about, you know, we talked about the pay increase for the teachers because of the legislation that was passed and signed by Governor Abbott. But as far as just dealing with this growth and how much it's hit over the last month, what have you even seen just dealing with transition since that last month when we talked about that?
Because
it's a fluid situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we have new kids coming in every single day. And we hear from parents that they want their children to have the opportunity to enroll in Aledo ISD, and so they do. So it is, as you said, very fluid. Every single day we're adding more students, and that means that we're adjusting as they come, and then, of course, planning for the future as we continue to grow.
Well, Steve, let's talk a little bit about as far as, like, with the middle schools right now in terms of the athletic budget. Is it something that you guys, when you took over in January and you look at the middle school budget, what was the couple of things that you saw and said, okay, we need to give them this to help them get, were there certain things that you identified that you wanted to give them as that's before the school year was going to get started or even toward the end of the 18-19 school year?
Well, our facilities that's a varsity stadium we play in the middle school down there. And so, the track is in good condition. We have two gyms, we haven't wanted for, down there. We've handled the money well. I think we've been prudent with the money, and we'll continue to do that with two middle schools and try to make them equitable, and as close to each other as we can, facility-wise.
Well, they're about to introduce the homecoming court here, and we should remind you, too, that we're going to actually be interviewing the queen again. That's actually a tradition here on Aledo Radio that we actually talk to the queen.
That's right, so wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that.
Third quarter. Yeah, we've done that ever since we've been doing this since 2006. But I guess as a final message for both of you, besides, obviously, this not going to be a tax rate increase for everyone, what would be your final message to any of the voters who don't know, may know, and on the fence that they need to know about in your view?
Really, for me at this point, we have provided so much information, and people, I think, have the opportunity to get as much information as they need to be informed. But my message right now is just vote. No matter how you vote, please vote. In the last bond election, we only had about a 19% voter turnout. And we expect excellence in Aledo ISD. And I think that we are hoping that our voters will be excellent and make sure to just turn out. That's the most important message at this point.
I don't know this, and I don't know if you know this yet. Have there been talks about doing town halls as you all get closer to November 5th? Would that be something that – or have people asked for that or anything like
so
that?
So we've been doing those. We've actually done about – I think we're close to 30 of those already.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think we have like 38 or almost 40 on the books. So we're out there. And then, of course, we know that people need – it's hard for people to come and spend an hour with us. Mm-hmm. And so we're making sure that there's video content available online, too, so that people don't have to sit with us for an hour or two.
Okay. And then, Steve, final message for you about what you would hope that people from the – because, obviously, athletics are an important role here in the district, and obviously the success, not only with football, but with the other sports are important here. So for parents who are looking at this and you talk about the other opportunities, what's your message to those folks?
Well, I just agree with Dr. Bone. We want the majority of the people to make this decision. And 19%, you're not getting the majority, so we need to vote. And come on, it's going to take 5 minutes. We make it as convenient as you can make it. And I just want to commend our committee and Dr. Bone. I have been in awe of how hard they've worked on this. I think when I watch her and them go present these things, I think that she works like a coach does during season. And it's amazing to watch. They've put a lot of time and a lot of effort, and this is not some just thrown together deal, I promise you.
All right. Just a couple of reminders for everybody. Again, the deadline to register to vote is this coming Monday, so that is going to be October the 7th. The early voting starts on October 21st, so that's 2 weeks from Monday when it will get started. There's a bond website, which is also a great resource. Again, there will be a lot of questions that you can ask or that will be asked and answered on there. A video as well will be provided, as well as a fact sheet that will be on display. But again, the bond election itself is going to be on November the 5th, so mark that date down. And all of you all who have not followed, after 38 town hall meetings, if you don't know about the bond now, then I don't know where you've been. And so, but anyway, again, November 5th is the election day. So please circle it on your calendars. Make your voice heard to the Aledo School District here about where you want to see the future. Again, the big changes are the potential of renovating the middle school and adding a second middle school, which Dr. Bone says they would be ready to open by 2022. Not as far away as you think it is. Again, my thanks to Dr. Bone and to Steve Wood here. We are at halftime here. The homecoming court continues to be introduced. That queen will be selected here shortly. It is 21-14, Midlothian leading Aledo, and you're listening to Aledo Bearcats football on 92.1 Hank FM.
That was easy, wasn't it?
Yes.
I tried to. member of the Indian League and NHS. Representing the senior class, Ms. Kylie Bell. Kylie is the daughter of
so
Courtney
Bell
and Alita. Kylie has attended Alita School since fourth grade. AP Statistics, and Vet Medical Application. She is a member of Alito FFA, the Alito Show Team, National Honor Society, Tri-M Honor Society.
Just make this a two-minute deal here, if you would.
She enjoys hanging out with her family and friends, attending contests with the Alito Vet.
Did you hear me, Chuck?
Dancing, performing with
okay.
The team, marching and competing with the
perfect. Yeah, because I've got plenty to take it as far as we got to go, so.
Catherine is the daughter of Lane and Jessica Casper of Alito. London has attended Alito School since first grade. Her favorite subjects are calculus, computer science, literature, physics, government, and choir. She is the president of Varsity Choir, vice president of iSchool Initiative, committee head in National Honor Society.
Welcome you back once again. It is the Willow Park Baptist Church halftime show. Jeff Williams with you. Along with John Hampton, Kevin Lonquist. We'll have the crowning of the queen coming up here in just a little bit. We'll also, Kevin Lonquist will visit with the winner at some point as well. Let's take this opportunity to give you the final numbers from the first half. And again, this is a game that was dominated by time of possession for Midlothian, 19 minutes and again, 24 minutes and a half, and Midlothian had it for 19 minutes and 28 seconds. Alito had it for 4:32. First downs, 13-6 Midlothian. Rushing yards, Midlothian 153, Bearcats 74. Alito average 9.25. Midlothian 4 yards a pop, 4 yards a pop, just marching downfield. Through the air, Bearcats 3 of 4 for 67 yards, 2 of 2 for Midlothian, 58 yards, including a touchdown pass. Each team had a touchdown pass in that first half. Total yardage, 201 for the Panthers, 141 for Alito. Bearcats were penalized twice.